I'm Dr. Graham Pike from the Department of Psychology at the Open University, and I'm a forensic psychologist. Forensic psychology is concerned with all aspects of crime and the criminal investigative procedure. One thing that forensic psychologists have done is look at witness memory, particularly how we can help the police to get the most out of what a witness has seen of a crime. So, for example, there are interviewing techniques based on psychological theories of memory that tell police how to go about interviewing a witness. One thing that might happen is that we allow a witness simply to recall everything they can without interrupting them. Something else we might do is try to mentally reinstate the crime scene to the witness. That is, to get them to imagine as if they're back at the crime scene, to think about the weather, the temperature, any smells that were there. By doing that, the witness can actually remember more and more accurate information. One of the reasons it's so important to look at witness memory is there's an expectation that our brains act like a bit like a computer. So, for example, the information goes in, is stored perfectly, and can just be retrieved perfectly. However, that's not true. Witnesses quite commonly will forget certain pieces of information, not be able to remember details, and will change their mind about exactly what happened and when. But that should be expected. So psychology is important because it can tell the courts, it can tell the police what would make a good witness and what to expect, and not to overestimate exactly what to expect from witness.